across Maya is a violent sickness altering the very form of nature. The people cower behind city walls, losing their connections to history and all hope of a better life. But six seasoned adventurers, Allegan, gnome sorcerer, Logoth, the bone-armed cleric, Mativis, Varana samurai, Nydia, hag hedgewitch, Ogun the Anvil, human cleric, and Ravi, half-orc magus librarian, will be called out of retirement to battle monsters and the sickness itself, speak with the gods above and below, and separate myth from truth. Join us for The Great Old Ones.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Great Old Ones. We are here. It is fantastic. This is going to be fun. I'm not sure where this episode is going to start or end, so I'm just going to catch everybody up real quick on what happened last time. Our party met some very interesting changeling hags living in this massive underground cave system. Calling it a cave even feels kind of diminishing. It's so big. It's an area in itself. Cavernous, yes. It's an entire underground ecosystem. And they met with these individuals. They learned a great deal about the sickness and things that were happening with the druids, the gods above and below. All sorts of mysteries were starting to get revealed to the party when our ruby-bladed Archon from many games previous made another appearance, engaging the hags in battle. One of them called upon the name of war of Jorgen, the horseman of war, and was able to kind of hold the Archon back. Her wife joined her, and a great melee ensued. The party was instructed the best bet would be to escape. When they tried to do so, another Archon appeared with flaming wings and a sword, devastating the third hag of the coven, eviscerating her. Party came fairly close to dying, but was able to kind of diminish the Archon's abilities and take it out, and then escape quickly on some large underground iguana mounts. And Mativis has Allegan with him on the back of a giant stone foo dog that he was able to summon from one of his items that he brought into the game. So we're kind of joining the party right now. Incredibly quick retreat away from this massive battle between essentially an archangel and two ancient witches. And they are throwing down some heavy wahidas on top of each other. So the party is, you know, you guys are quickly moving away. These iguanas move fairly fast, and it's probably, I would say it's about an hour before the sounds of this colossal conflict are lost behind you. I mean, the scythe blades and the blood sword bringing against the, you know, the Archon's ruby sword, and the sounds of magic and the screaming. It's in this cavernous underground system. It's echoing so much that it travels with you, and, you know, and you can kind of hear it projecting and moving along with you, and it goes a while, probably at least an hour to an hour and a half before you get far enough away that it's gone, and then you're just kind of moving along on these riding iguanas, making pretty good time through the rocky terrain. I would like the map that you guys currently see you're not at yet, but I would like everyone but Mativis to throw me a perception check, please.
Say 22 for me.
And for me. We're matchy.
Aw.
Jim threw a 22 as well. Ravy dropped a 27. Nice job.
We are on it, y'all. We are connected.
With the perception rolls that I already had, you guys see massive bats, probably quarter mile to a, you know, half mile above you. It's just these massive bats, and they're just flying through the darkness. They seem to be hunting some kind of airborne something, but they're just kind of fluttering around. But they are colossal, and it's just a. You'd kind of take note of it as you guys are moving through, not in sort of a foreshadowy way, but more of just whoa, those things are so big and so quiet. Like, what is, what else is out here? Yeah, they're colossal. And there's probably 100 of them.
100 huge, colossal bats.
Colossal.
That's bigger than huge.
Yeah. Bigger than giant. They're bigger than giant. Dragon-sized bats.
That's like adult dragons.
Yeah. Adult dragon-sized bats. Just big, big bats.
Are there giant piles of bat guano on the ground in front of us?
Then I'll let you just make an int check.
The
thought crosses your mind, but the thought to maybe pose it to the party, who might be more knowledgeable on such subjects, escapes you. Out of game, really good question.
Yeah.
But in game, it's a fleeting thought. Okay, so you guys travel along, probably for about another hour and a half, and in the distance, Matibus, can you throw me a perception check, please?
28.
My man. In the distance, everybody else is distracted by bats. In the distance, you can see a dawnstone structure. Probably, you would say, another 20 minutes or so away, but it's definitely there. I'm going to say that mapping-wise, you and Ravi are about neck and neck with whose party, like who's leading the pack as you guys are traveling. So it doesn't look like anybody else has spotted it yet. It's your call if you want to say something or not.
Was it mentioned to us when they said head in that direction?
What do you guys remember?
Not much, because
I remember them rocking out with a war song.
Yeah, they did rock out with a war song.
I don't remember them saying anything about Dawnstone.
They didn't say anything about Dawnstone.
I'll gesture first to ease up a minute and go, whoa, whoa, whoa. More Dawnstone in the distance, guys.
So, are you going to slow the pace of the iguanas?
If I can, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys slow up. They're trotting now. Their big feet are just kind of on the rough-hewn earth. You hear a murmuring. There's not really another way to describe it. It's right at the edge of your perception, and it's as if somebody's whispering all around you. But you hear a murmuring. You can't make out what's being said, but there's definitely a din of conversation taking place right at the edge of what you can hear.
Is that all of us that can hear it, or
every single one of you?
It's not a recognizable language, one way or another.
You should make a concentration check.
Nice!
Holy jeez!
35!
Alicant's concentrating the hell out of this situation. What the shit? Okay. That's not bad either, Jim. Nika rolls a 1, and she gets a 14. In her sleep, she's more honed than other people.
29 for me.
Alrighty.
No, I have one in my sword. Put my sword down.
Your sword wouldn't tell you. It could.
But easily distracted.
You're focused on the dawnstone. So, Allegan and Nydia. It sounds like there's a bunch of conversations about monsters. There's a bunch of conversations about hags. There's a bunch of conversations about a place called Relim. There's a bunch of conversations about a council of worms. And they're overlapping each other. But when you try to, pick up more detailed information, it's as if every voice that's whispering and talking to each other is speaking every language you've heard and an infinitesimal number more. It's Allegan. That's a hell of a roll, man. I'm going to say Allegan recognizes the one anomaly in all of this is that there's a number that's repeated at fairly regular intervals.
What's that number?
5. The number 5. But, it's
bingo.
There. Bingo! It's not distracting.
And we can't tell where these voices are coming from.
Everywhere?
Yeah, everywhere. Everywhere.
So I tell everybody what is being said. Have we ever heard... Ravy, have you heard of the word Raylene?
Can I roll a knowledge history?
Yes.
Thank you.
You say that out loud? Like to the party?
Yeah, I did. I said it to Ravy.
Nah, it's cool. John Michael would just Logoth would overhear it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's the goody goody two shoes.
He's also muted.
That was the... Was that the Ring City?
That's the one with waves.
Wait. Is it history or geography?
It would be history. It's not... Okay. Geographically, it wouldn't be a show up anymore. Yeah.
What were you saying, Logoth? What did you say?
I said it rings a bell. Like, Raylene. Okay, out of game, right?
And right.
Was that the place that I said that I had no knowledge of beforehand when it came up earlier in the
yes.
game?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah. You know, now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah, Raylene. Yeah, it's a thing. City.
City.
Yeah.
A surface city? Underground city?
I think more of a... You don't have to be in this realm in order to be there city.
But, did you go there when you were in the mirror?
Nah, a little bit before.
So is this another made-up place?
Yes. It's just going to be easier for me to say yes. It's all these questions. No, yeah, it's just talking out my ass. You know, been 10,000 years old, talking out my ass. It's all good. Yeah. Next question.
Sounds like you're not letting up as much as you know, my friend.
Would a knowledge religion or knowledge arcana help this?
No, not at all.
Okay.
And Ravy's 13 doesn't. Yeah,
I was literally.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're okay. You're okay. Ravy, you know that that name is shared for an ancient city, but it was a city that was consumed by the sands. Past that, you're not really like it could be like Babylon's Hanging Gardens. It could be like an Atlantis type thing. You're not really aware of what it is, but it's not it doesn't fall in the same category as like a fairy tale or a fable. This one's more of a like a anthropological mystery, or like you know, one of those like the lost what's inside Tut's tomb, we can't find the Valley of the Kings, like that kind of thing. So that's kind of what you remember of it.
So more like Easter Island than Atlantis.
If you don't remember Raylene, it's fine. Like, it's okay. You're in the mirror. That's a thing. So we're good, man. If you don't remember it, I'm totally fine. But no, that's the Ring City you're talking about. Okay, so that's what Ravy remembers, kind of as you guys as they mention that word to you. I'm gonna carry you on. You guys get closer. The murmur stays the same, same pitch, same level. Once Allegan heard the number 5, even if the conversation dins and moves in and out of his perceptional range, he continues to hear the number 5 repeated. It's not enough to cause any kind of maladies or irritation. At one point, it almost becomes like a metronome sound in your head, but it's there and it's ever present. So you guys, as you get closer, you see that there's this small hut. It looks like it's a little bit worse for wear, but it's made out of dawnstone. And it looks to be constructed very much in the same bricklaying pattern as the temple was constructed. It's tiny. It doesn't have a door on the front of it. Also see like little valleys, these grooves that go into the earth, and they're full of this pinkish purple liquid. And that stretches beyond the range of this map. But beyond that, you can see that there's a massive bridge and like a sea of this pinkish purple liquid. Do I have a what?
It's Vigo.
Oh, yeah. Vigo the Carpathian. No. But yeah.
Matt asks in his Ghostbuster shirt.
It was Ghostbusters Day yesterday.
It was indeed. So, you kind of, this is where you guys are.
Does this hut look like it was built like the temple, or that it was cobbled together like the hags seemed to cobble together their building?
this looks like it was built like the temple. It looks like it's of the same construction, age, the same brick style, as opposed to something that was reclaimed. This looks like it was part of that same era, construction project, if you will.
And the pink stuff seems to be coming from the hut?
No, the pink stuff is coming from a giant ocean of pink stuff that's beyond the edge of the map.
Okay, but you said there were little grooves or whatever. Were those man-made or natural? Or
They look like they're naturally forming, kind of like if you were on a rocky beach and there's like grooves in the rocks and the ocean runs into those.
We have found the legendary ocean of Pepto-Bismol.
Tidal pools, that's the word I was looking for. They're tidal pools of pink slime. I mean, that's what it is.
How far down is this groove?
When it starts, it's a couple of inches. By the time you get to, you know, the edge of the map and the bridge beyond, you're guessing hundreds of feet.
Okay, I will put my hand on the handle of my katana and go, easy now, this is just for a dipstick. And I'll take out the sun blade and I'll I go, shield your eyes, I go, take it out and then dip the bottom of it in the goo, see what happens to the sword.
Like the hilt of the blade?
No, just the tip of the blade.
Oh, the tip of the sword. Yeah. Okay, so the tip of the sun blade. Let me see. So I'm going to need you and Allegan to make a reflex check.
Oh, there's some bad news.
DC 14.
Oh, that's real bad news.
Nope.
Nope. Yeah, that's real bad news.
Oh, I think I might get to re-roll this if it's bad.
That's not a good one. Okay, you make it. Allegan doesn't.
Will you make it? Because we're on the food up.
It's an explosion, so that's what's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is not good.
This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, a little bit. So yeah, what happens is you touch the tip of the blade to this liquid, and it immediately like just disintegrates as if like acid. But because the integrity of a magical item is destroyed in this way, all of the energies from inside the magical item are immediately released, which burst of energy kind of crackles up the blade and it shatters like somebody throwing a rock through a window. So the sunblade is gone now. It just exploded.
And y'all are hurt.
Okay, so
ow.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I wasn't allowed to use it anyway.
I'll cast Cure Light Wounds.
I made the save, I think, didn't I? So
you took half.
How much damage did I?
So it's 15 rounded down, half, so it'd be 4, 7. Yeah, you tick 7. So what did we learn?
Don't touch the pink stuff.
Don't poke things with swords. Or
no, I think the first lesson, don't touch the pink stuff.
My bad, guys, sorry. I forgot about the exploding water.
No.
You're sorry, you just lost a fancy sword.
It's... I'm not saying I told you so.
But you didn't this time.
But I told you so.
This time you didn't say anything about not touching it.
I didn't have to.
You just let nature take its course.
You have to constantly remind us of these things.
Hey, I was trying to use telepathy, and it just didn't get to you.
Mama Hen, where were you for that one?
Mama Hen? I love it.
I was listening the whole...
Hey,
just
y'all.
Stood there and watched.
All right, so I'm assuming after this small incident, what's the plan?
Don't touch the pink slime.
And are y'all okay? Like, I check y'all out.
Give me a sec. I need to.
I had to go look up the schools of magic on that weapon before I knew exactly what happened, because I was trying. I was like, they'll just lose a plus or something. But then when I looked it up, I was like, nah, it's gone.
I turned out again. Sorry about that, Matt. But was that because of it being magical or just because I touched it? Because the sword seemed to glow a bit fancy before it blew.
They did. It was brilliant display.
Can I go check out the hut?
Yeah, go for it. The hut is small. It's shoddily inside. It has a shoddily constructed bed with some cave moss for blankets and pillows. It is a table carved out of what seems to be a massive mushroom stalk, and it has a tiny collection of barrels. There are 6 barrels in this hut, 3 in a little grouping by the front corner of the hut, and then 2 on one side and 1 on the other of this little rectangular table carved out of what looks like a giant mushroom stalk. That is what is in the hut at first glance.
Okay, I'm gonna step inside.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like somebody's quarters. Like somebody has been squatting here. The thing that kind of stands out to you though is that while everything in here is dusty, so it looks like somebody hasn't been here for a while, it's definitely not decomposed to the level of the bedding and linens and stuff that you found inside the Dawnstone Temple. This is from a couple weeks. You don't really know, but it's old, but not like super.
So not that old.
Right.
When was the last time the party rested, by the way?
Back in the temple.
Yeah, back in the temple.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I feel like I can't do very many more spells. I could use a rest.
We have to find some fresh insects for our lizards, too. I assume that's what they eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is true. That's what they eat.
After all this running, I think they are hungry. We should, if we do rest here, though, we should probably go in shifts, because what if that Archon's going to come back for us?
Yeah, we should definitely go in shifts. Plus, the hut's too small for all of us to rest, so I'll take first watch.
The exploding pink slime decider wants to start doing something.
It might be better to do before we try to cross this bridge and stuff, if we all, you know, we're at our best.
The bridge is... I want to take a rest to get some of your magical powers back, because... I just need my sword. And I'm,
well, at least your other sword won't be jealous anymore.
That is true. Did he rejoice in the fact that some flame just exploded?
There's not any discernible reaction at this time. But the bridge in question, it doesn't look like something that can be traversed in hours. It looks more like something that's traversed in days. So you camp in here? Is that the plan?
I'll take mid watch.
Yeah, I'll stay out watch.
Okay.
I will do third watch, and before we sleep, I summon 2 more ball lightnings.
Okay.
With a positive energy, and I use those on myself, and I can use them on whoever else for the net for like 7 rounds.
Okay.
Whoever else needs some healing.
So basically, the party's back up to full.
Yeah. So I can spend that spell before I go to sleep.
That works. First watch is who?
Me and Ogun.
So what are the two of you doing while everybody's sleeping?
I'm going to read.
And I'm going to pray, because I need to get back in touch with, you know, with my god and stuff, make sure we're all cool.
Okay. Mativis, where are you sleeping? Inside the hut?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Everybody put yourselves where you are, please.
That bed, yeah, in the corner?
Yeah, it's a bed. Bed, table, barrels.
I'm under the table.
I'll let that lady take the bed.
You got there first, you take it. My spell books and also the Book of Malak.
Awesome. Book of Malak. Logoth, where are you at?
Moving. I'll take the corner. Can I see the door from here?
Yeah, but you have to move the barrels out of the way.
Ah. Dun dun dun.
No, it's not a dun dun dun. It's legit.
Sleep on the barrels.
Oh, they don't have lids.
Sleep in the barrels.
Well, there's stuff in them.
What's in the barrels?
Dear Liza.
All of the barrels are full of ground powders. Inside one of them are some spears that seem to be coated in some powder. Inside another of them, you see a couple of pair of boots that are coated in this powder. They look roughly the size of something a small humanoid could wear, or maybe like a halfling. It's kind of vague what exactly they would fit. In one of them, you see the tip of a quarterstaff sticking out. It's got a half-moon shape on the end.
Oh!
But that's what's in the barrels.
What shape means?
Isn't that the shape that Gregory had on his staff with the owl?
Mm-mm. His was an owl.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
My mistake. Just wanted to...
somebody else.
I am going to throw a knowledge religion check on the developer, and then afterwards I'm going to throw an alchemy on the actual barrels.
Okay. Knowledge, religion, 23. Nothing religious.
Oh,
or no. Okay, okay. So let's do
Nope. False alarm. Don't have alchemy.
Yeah, so you don't know what this powder does, but the religion check is, it's definitely not any kind of religious symbol.
Okay. I can help with that before I nod off.
This is the kind of, you looking at it, kind of sniffing around. This is definitely something that you would put down to keep anything corrosive or acidic away from you.
Like the pink liquid?
That's a logical jump, definitely.
Guys, this is pretty much like a protection against acidic or corrosive materials. It's coating everything in here.
Mm-hmm. It looks like somebody's taken old clothes and old spears and this quarterstaff and thrown them into this stuff. And there you can see kind of, like if you go to like a kid's park or a nature museum and they have those areas where there's like sandboxes with all the little fossils and stuff in it, and parents don't watch their kids, so their kids jack around with it, and there's like those big holes that go all the way down to the bottom. So you know something was there and the kid has pulled it out and like run off with it. There's definitely stuff that's missing and you're seeing the stuff that's left.
Okay.
No, go ahead. I was hoping that was an apt description. That's just, you know, empty spaces and sand doesn't seem to, you know, exactly get the point across.
I wanted to ask a question about, like, my praying and stuff. Does that make a lot of noise considering who my god is and stuff?
No, actually, it's more like the reflectiveness of heat.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe I'd have to actually, like, you know, bang the forge and stuff.
No, you can. But no.
Well, no, I mean, obviously, we don't want to disturb giant bats, so that's why I asked.
We're all trying to sleep.
Yeah, bang, bang. Hey, everybody, getting some rest.
Hey, Al again?
Yes.
What were you asking that hag before we left?
I'm pretty sure that this green queen she was talking about that's united all of, well, most of these hags, I'm thinking it's this spell stealer.
Me too. And have you ever heard of Kendril?
I don't think so.
She's somebody that Foltrace doesn't really care for. Like, the opposite of Foltrace, maybe? She says that she's the Hag Queen, and I think it's possible she's also the same person. I'm guessing. But all this has got me wondering.
Or it maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Would that be like a knowledge religion check if I know anything about
Kendril?
Kendril?
Yeah. I mean, she's a caster goddess. She's a nature-based deity, but she leans more towards the evil. But past that, it's not really something that, it's not in your wheelhouse.
Right.
You know of her, but you don't know the practices.
And remember the arrow that we found, the rat head, the thing that injected that green goo into that stag?
Yeah.
There was a tag on it that was her symbol.
Now that is accurate.
And if we're talking about a blight, that seemed like a blight. And it being connected to her makes it a hag blight.
Let me get some sleep, and when I get up for third watch, I can maybe do a little research into my own book and see if there's any knowledge I can glean from that.
Okay, thank you.
I will keep that in mind.
And Anton, as I'm trying to drift off to sleep too, I would like to do that 1 hour of reading from that other book, the medicine book.
Yes. I gotcha. So everybody who's going to go to sleep, you're going to sleep, right?
Yes.
Cool. Ogun, you are praying. You find it a little difficult with the murmuring at the edge of perception, but it does not seem to, it doesn't seem to stop you. It just seems like you have to concentrate harder. Ravy, you feel like you're absorbing this book quicker than you would expect. As you're reading, it's almost like speed reading or as if you had a really, really great night's sleep and you've got just the right amount of caffeine and all of your levels are exactly where you need to be. It almost feels like you're functioning at your perfect zenith. Like you're on. Like you're just devouring it. You move through the book really, really quickly. You're picking up bits about lost agricultural lore. You're picking up things about the sacred rituals of the druids. You're picking up just a lot of information that kind of makes sense in the scheme of things and who you've talked to and what you've learned. It's almost as if you feel like you're being guided without being influenced, being inspired without being shown an icon, if that kind of makes sense.
It does.
So you feel as if there's a presence that is rooting for you, and it's making it easier for you to consume this work. And you get done with your reading a lot sooner than you thought. You look over, and Ogun seems pretty deep in his religious practices, and you just feel really awake. So kind of, if you want to keep reading, by all means. If you want to take other actions, let me know.
I have a library shoved into my bag, so I will continue reading.
Awesome. So you just pull out another book, and you're just feeling really...
Bring out some of that slam poetry.
the Kavagar slam poetry? Got it.
So you're just really getting into his, his darker phases, his breakups, and his, he's really mad about bedtime. You know, he doesn't think you should have to go to school and learn magic. That seems stupid. What he really wants to do is paint. That's actually not a joke. You're kind of picking that up. It seems like he wanted to be a bard or an artist. He was more interested in music and verse and creating things than he was learning all the crap that Charisse was making him learn. He's not into this procedure or process, but it seems like he's just kind of being dragged along through it because it's what's expected of him. So you kind of glean that through your studies, watches. You get to about that point in the watch where you feel like it's probably time for you guys to turn in and wake up the next group.
Wakey, eggs and bakey.
Who's second watch?
Yawn.
Yeah, we'll wake up.
Yeah. I can be part of the second watch.
Boom, sleep time. You find it a hell of a lot easier to sleep in this in this room than you do sleeping in the Dawnstone Temple. You don't feel as uncomfortable because there isn't any green stone around. So is there any dedicated actions during your watches, the second watch?
So I'm going to talk an idea. Okay. If you need any primers on Draconic, I can help you out. I mean, that little one should know his language.
And Nydia responds in perfect Draconic. I don't need your help, old man.
Snap, nice. Okay, fair enough.
That's some shade right there. Shit.
Yeah, right?
Damn. And I laugh.
Your
and
face.
I change the word old man to be one of reverence.
No, that's cool. I got you.
That's funny.
And then she speaks Aklo? Necrol, Elven, Giant. And also I wrote down the F word, Anton. Is that possible that I would know that language?
Yeah.
All right. And I say something in Fae as well.
All right. Perception checks. Everybody on watch.
Okay, gotcha.
Hey, you're out of the temporal boundaries. You can only warn him so much. I didn't do it. This ain't me.
I'm a little bit distracted because I'm showing off.
Yeah, you're like, what do you say in fact? What do you say?
And this ought to put some goosebumps on your bony arm.
God damn it. I'm the goddamn ass of every joke. It's cool.
Right. Is this visible?
Is what visible?
Oh yes.
Holy shit. Okay, sound the alarm right now.
Hold on, I'm not done. Okay, coming out of the sky are massive winged snake beings. They're like a hybrid between a snake and a bat. It's like a pit viper with these giant red bat wings. But they're just these colossal beings. When I say colossal, I mean they're huge, giant flying snakes.
A 10-foot wingspan on some, 15 on the other.
Mm-hmm. Coloration's gonna be... Oh, here we go. Perfect. This is perfect.
So, did Logoth understand any of those other languages?
Yes.
Yes.
How many also. Others?
And... In Draconic, I say, and point out the winged creatures. Could you please roll me a knowledge and see what the fuck that is, by the way?
Yeah, they're huge. And this is what they look like. Can you guys see them?
Yes. And Nydia responds, back in Draconic, poop!
Okay, funny
side note, in Draconic, the word poop actually means after food. That's what it means.
Oh, so it can be like an aperitif or something like that.
Yeah, it's like what it means, like it's after food.
Dessert.
Yeah, dessert or poop. So I guess the good shit in Draconic could be a lot of different things.
Can I roll the Narge Arcana, preempt it, and see what they are, and see if they have any interest in us?
Yeah.
I did do Knowledge Nature, too.
Okay, so we got 26, 28. 26, they're definitely not arcane. They are outsiders. 28, these look like giant versions of Amphorites, which are like, winged serpents, that have a nasty... habit of impaling their victims with their tails.
Watch out for their tails!
As I say that, this one grabs this iguana mount.
Oh no, food!
And takes off.
Oh!
So that mount's gone. This one grabs this iguana mount and takes off. So that one's gone. And this one, roll for initiative. And you said you... through the alarm to wake everybody up?
Yes, please.
Okay. We in combat, friends!
Are the rest of us in the next initiative?
Yeah, you guys will come in. I mean, you guys can all roll, and you'll come in on the next round.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotta grab my notebook, because I still keep things non-traditionally. Here we go. We got Mativis.
Five.
I'm a heavy sleeper.
It's like rabies. She said she'd be back. Okay, so Allegan's on a 17, 90's on a 16. Looks like no. You rolled 98.
I rolled twice because it warned me the first time that I had not clicked on my token before okay. Getting initiative.
That's fine.
I'll take the 16.
No, you'll take the 20.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. You take that 20. You rolled it, you take it. if you roll good things, you deserve them. Logoth is going on a 11.
11.
Then Mativis comes in with a 7, right? Oh, 5, yeah. Mativis comes in with a 5, and then Ogen comes in with a 4. All right. So, Night is on watch. First initiative. What's your move? This thing lands like it's got on the tips of its giant bat wings. It's got these little clawed hands, so it's like pulling itself with its wings, as if it was like army crawling towards you, and its tail is behind it lashing up.
Immediately, do aphasia. It's not gonna do anything to that little bat thing.
That thing now does not understand any language.
Yeah! And cannot speak.
All right. So that was your turn.
You know what? You know what? Fuck it. Good work.
You don't know who he's gonna call. Now it can't hear our plans. So then that would go to, I believe, Logoth next on the...
Yeah. I leave for 2 minutes and you guys piss something off.
They started talking in Fae and these giant winged serpents showed up and ate two of the mounts and one of them's a dude.
Wait a second, Bony Handman can't even stand the word Fae.
Yeah, well, Nydia was trying to show off her fancy linguistic skills outside of the Dawnstone Temple and a giant one came in, grabbed one of the mounts and flew off. Another one swung in, grabbed a mount and flew off, and the third one is now attacking the party.
Well, I'm still asleep.
You heard the alarm and you just rolled over. Not dealing with this.
Okay, so
you can jump into initiative if you want, though. Just let me.
Will. Okay. I will. Don't worry, babe.
Because you can sleep if you want to, too. I'll let you. I'm not worried.
Listen, it's called sleep initiative.
And you still rolled better than
what?
This and Ogun. Yeah.
Oh my boys.
Go ahead. Yeah,
I'm a heavy sleeper. What do you want?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Sorry, dude.
No, it's all good. It's fun. Tell you what. 5 foot step.
Okay.
And inflict critical wounds.
Okay. What's my save?
Do you get a save against a touch attack?
You have to hit my touch AC, don't you?
No, sure. Okay. Well, let me pull that up.
Roll to hit.
Roll to hit, indeed.
Because I'm going to argue over this point of damage you did.
That's how D&D and Pathfinder works, son.
No, because you would argue.
Fine, roll of critical damage it is.
And now a word from our brand new sponsor, Pachow.
This word, or what it says in this foreign language. But I'm telling you guys that this candy right here is amazing.
Chow.
Pachao.
There's a little.
That's Puccio.
Dude, it's so good.
Hold on, wait. Hold up the bag for me, please.
Yeah.
Are you gonna read the hiragana too?
It's just Puchao.
What is Puchao?
It's a made up name for a company.
Well, it's delicious. I love it.
Anyway. Get yourself some high chews, man. You'll love them.
It's Puchao. It's gummy soft candy. You can like Google it. Oh, they have a huge range of flavors.
They have tablets in them with the gummy. And they go all fizzy in your mouth. Oh, it's great. Sorry. I'm like derailing combat because I'm like, candy's good.
Yeah, I was about to say, can I just roll my melee?
Right? Yeah, roll your
no,
melee.
No. We need your,
13 of the great old ones.
Touch HC.
You got to hit 9. There you go. You do a point of damage to me. You'll accomplish.
Wait. Okay, fair enough. I'll honor the D1. It'll add my wisdom modifier, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of fucking impossible for inflict critical wounds with 4 dice to do 1 damage, but then not good.
Wait, did you roll 4 dice?
No, he just rolled a 1.
Okay, because I was like, no. How did you get
I
out
clicked
of 4
on,
dice?
Okay, this is how much of an old man I am, okay? I clicked on the D6, and then... The confangled machine put 1 out, okay?
Actually, you rolled a D8.
Did I?
Yeah, it says rolling 1 D8.
Oh, yeah.
Next to his name.
Roll actual damage, please.
So you have to actually roll a
D8.
Yes, sir.
Beneath the basic rolls are the advanced ones. You can,
Listen, if we're going to have that kind of peanuts relationship, just know you are football.
Oh, my God. Oh, my heart. 24, that's a little better.
Bastards.
Just a skosh.
If you want, we can keep your 1d8 roll. I don't want to watch you swipe at nothing.
You know what? Thanks. Thanks, guys. really feel the love in the party right now. Great party cohesion.
Oh, God, I'm crying. Well, look, I'm laughing
so
hard.
You did actually keep your one. It's next to your eight, so it's still there.
Love it. I love it.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Oh, jeez. Okay, so next
the two mounts can't.
No, they're dead. Who's next? Who's next? We're looking at...
And now Ravy is back in the party. Yeah! Let's do this!
Well, she comes in next initiative, because everybody that was inside comes in on next.
Yeah, no. I meant just in general in the whole game.
All right, we're here! Mativis, what you doing?
Just going to attack.
You're coming in, take a 5-foot step and swing.
Question, yeah. Did it eat his food dog?
No, his food dog's back in its vessel.
That's a shame.
So roll to hit. Yeah, you hit it. I would say you hit it. With a 32.
I need 9 damage though.
Yeah. Only 9 damage. Wow, it looks real hurt. Alright, next is Ogun, who's getting up. So we're top of the order. So Nydia, what's your move? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I get to go.
Oh, darn.
This one swoops in and grabs that one. And flies that way.
Oh. Does that go past?
You grabbed another iguana.
You don't get an attack of opportunity. They have a special ability. So this one's coming in here to join in combat. This one, let me get my thingy. This guy right here, he's going to attack Mativis. So I am going to... He's going to bite at you. He's going to roll a 1. I think. Yeah, he rolled a 1, so the rest of his attacks aren't going to go off. This big boy here is going to go after Logoth. He's going to tail slap at you. I believe he's also going to roll a 1.
Oh, no.
So the rest of his attacks don't go off. 2 ones in a row. Wow, I just critical fumbled left and right. That sucks.
Their bellies are too full of iguana.
Yeah.
Around as well.
So that's me, Nydia.
Okay, I tuck the tiny dragon underneath my clothes to help prevent them from getting snatched.
Okay.
And I run in between the 15-foot wingspan one and the 10-foot wingspan one and open up my jaw, unhinge it a little bit, and let out this terrible scream.
Okay.
I am doing screech.
Nice. So I need to roll a fortitude save?
Yes. You have to get an 18 or better.
Okay. So my, let's see, where are my... I got my saves on here somewhere. I put all my stuff into my chart. So I had to deal with sheets too. So what do I need? That rolled a 12. I'm taking one off.
An 18 is what they need to reach.
All right. The little one failed and the big one failed.
So all of us get opportunity attacks then.
Okay. Well, just the people that are engaged in combat, right?
Yeah, the three of us.
Okay.
That are right there. I think... I mean, all it says is you and your allies are immediately provoke attacks of opportunity from foes that threaten them. So yeah, the three of us.
Okay, so choose your attack and take it.
Just a question, is the larger one within my threat range?
Your reach isn't 10, so no.
Okay, cool.
Well, I get 2 additional attacks of opportunity per round, so I'm going to take the free at that dude now then.
Okay.
What? I get 2 attacks with my mithril glove.
Right.
Is that during an attack of opportunity or only once?
Yeah, you get 1 attack of action. Yeah. So the 13 damage drops this one.
Okay.
God damn it.
You can't move towards another one with attack opportunity, can you?
Nope.
No. I'll tell you that, I'll cut its head clean off.
Yeah, your blade cuts into it, and you just dice it right in half. Its head falls like a pitted serpent. And just like
with my other additional attack, can I try to pap the head out of the other one?
You can slap it with your blade. Sure, yeah. You hit the you hit it with your sword blade, and it flings over and collides with the bigger one's wing. It's not enough to hurt it, but it's definitely enough to irritate it some more. Nydia, you want to roll your attack of opportunity? Are you clawing at it?
I did. I got a 20 for 10 slashing. And Logoth is within that space, too.
Mm-hmm. But he doesn't have reach. He doesn't have 10-foot reach, so he's not close enough to hit it.
Oh, I thought since it's touching that square, it would be in that square as well.
Just the tippy tip of its head is, but not from where it's at, no. Because if it was, you would be occupying the square with it.
Okay.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have been able to move there. Yeah.
Nah, it's cool. We'll F it up next round.
So you do 10 points of slashing damage to it. It doesn't look pleased by that. That would take it to Allegan. What's your move?
I've come out of the building, and I see this giant winged serpent. And quite honestly, I'm probably just going to reflexively throw some magic missiles at it.
Okay.
From my spell list.
I was going to say spell or wand.
Spell.
Okay. Roll damage?
It's 15.
Cool beans.
No. A 1, a 2, and 2 4s.
Hooray! Next on that list would be Logoth.
Okay, so I'm going to... If I take a 5-foot step here, am I going to be within threat range?
Yep.
Okay. 5-foot step, full attack. Please and thank you.
All right. What are you swinging?
I am swinging the Void Sword.
Did you quick draw it?
Well played. No, I did not. And so I will do that on my action.
I love you.
I love you too, man.
Thanks. Then we go Ravy. What's your move?
I'm going to come outside.
I'm coming.
Because apparently some people can't let me sleep.
Some people want to discuss ancient dead languages and call down things from the sky.
My children. All right, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to cast Fireball.
Shit, all right.
So glad I'm standing behind you this time.
So Fireball on the creature?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to hit Nydia and Logos.
Why would it hit them? They're like...
It's 20-foot radius.
Yeah, but why would it hit them? They're like there.
It's here, right? Oh, your cat. Whoops. You didn't use Mr. Pointer. So I thought you were just dropping it on the creature. Which
no!
Yeah, I'm like, that would have hit the crew. I'm fine with it. It's okay with me.
I was like, I actually woke up and came outside.
All right, roll. Is the damage already rolled? 22. Jeez Louise. Yeah, it looks hurt. Nicely done. Yeah, it's just...
I just walked in and was like, good morning.
I'm up. What? That's awesome. Now we got Mativis.
I'm going to ready in action and kind of like stay with this mount.
Okay.
In case something tries to pick it up.
All right. Ogun? Jim?
Yeah, here's my stupid question of the game. How much can I move and still have an action?
You take your full move and an action.
So that's 60? Or 30?
No, 30. It would be your yeah, regular move. Because double move is essentially two actions.
Okay, I'll go here. And I'm still not muted, right? Good.
Nope, you're good.
That's good to hear.
It is good to hear.
It is. Indeed, especially when I'm not muted.
That way when you tell us to duck, we'll all duck.
Quack, quack.
Love it.
Holy smite!
Holy smite.
Ogun using his favorite spell, holy smite.
It's my nine iron, what can I say?
Bless you to Nydia as she sneezes up a storm. And then that's 11 points of damage. It looks like you, you hit it right in the mid-chest and it rears back and kind of collapses. One of its wings go into a little purple goo and fizzle like acid, but it seems down.
I'm going to look at everyone else and be like, can I go back to sleep now?
Yes. Sorry.
So
nice,
yeah.
Nice dabbing.
We're out of initiative.
Should we,
Listeners have no idea that I have just sneezed like 10 times. So sorry.
I talked about this. Right? You guys realize I talked about this.
I was asleep.
No, I'm dead. No, pardon me. It's not. Just
don't
not.
Think they're the F word, are they?
They're everything natural, by the way. They're everything earthly. They're everywhere with that sort of Gaia spirit that occurs.
So, let me ask, you folks are done summoning things?
I was done a long time ago. But
I'm going to look at everyone and shrug and then go back to sleep.
I'm going to head out. I'm going to head back in with Lou.
Should we do something with the last mount?
Yes. Yeah,
I'll ride it into the hut.
You can cook it.
It will not go into the hut.
Shall we kill it for supplies?
For food?
It's going to be no use to us. It's going to die out here once we leave it.
What is our food situation, by the way? I mean,
we've been eating off free tables that materialize food.
That's true.
And trail rations.
I don't see a lot of trail rations on character sheets. I'm just saying.
I know it was on the old character sheet. I don't think I transferred it over.
Yeah, I remember in the very first
session. By the way.